next time on Deathlands.
Ryan Cotter and his friends have survived some harrowing threats in the past, but fate has delivered them at last to a seemingly idyllic locale, their own island in the Florida Keys. A chance to relax, however, is tainted by the sense that more is going on than there appears.
Strangers are welcome. Perhaps I should qualify that a little. Any stranger who comes with hope, love, and friendship in his heart is very welcome.
In the company of a scientific genius, Ryan, Christy, and the others find rest, good food, and a mystery to unravel.
You say the ship was blown up by a mine or by some kind of a rocket?
Not necessarily. I'm saying that two external explosions had ripped her hull apart, and that someone had massacred the crew. The question is, who?
And in another part of the Deathlands, Abe continues his search for the elusive traitor.
It's possible. It's possible the traitor's still alive.
He called himself that. Carried an armalite so old it looked like Noah himself used it to blast the dove out of the sky. He left a letter for you, Abe.
At the end of Ryan's journey lie more questions. His esteemed host has an agenda of his own, harnessing creatures of the sea to serve man, and protect him from external threats, both from man and Mother Nature.
There's no other way, and time's racing by. No argument. You come, and you have a good chance of survival. Or you can stay here and die.
Ryan and the companions must fight to survive against mutants, pirates, and the mother of all devastation. Deathlands number 19, Deep Empire.
With other audiobooks.
Fire in the hole.
Kane glanced over his shoulder as flaming smoke doubted from his hollow bore as a missile launcher. Propelled by a wavering ribbon of vapor and sparks, the heat ground leaped from the tube. The warhead impacted in a thicket, the brush vaporizing in a rolling ball of billowing orange-yellow flame.
But with graphic audio, a movie in your ears.
Fire in the hole!
Kane glanced over his shoulder as flame and smoke gouted from the hollow bore of the missile launcher. Propelled by a wavering ribbon of vapor and sparks, the heat round leaped from the tube. The warhead impacted in a thicket, the brush vanishing in a roiling ball of billowing orange-yellow flame.
Graphic audio. The leading name in audiobooks.
The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
In the chaotic jungle that is Argentine politics, a danger lurks that may threaten the entire world.
They're called Los Falcones.
The Knives?
Yeah, and get this, Stryker, they're Nazis.
Now what is a group of neo-Nazis doing with Arab terrorists?
They're coming! We can't hold them off!
Yes! They're using gas!
And now, a coup is boiling that will throw all of Latin America into chaos.
Kubrick! Save the governor!
And only Mac Bolan can stop it. The Executioner number 311, Knight of the Knives.
Executioner 311, Knight of the Knives, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Knight of the Knives. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Mac Bolan works night and day to protect the United States of America. But he isn't the only one. The government has had long-standing agents in the field with vital agendas.
Okay, Stryker. What do you know about Project Zodiac?
I've heard rumors. Some sort of doomsday plan from the Cold War.
That's damn close. 12 deep cover agents scattered across Europe, each equipped with a compact nuclear device that fits into a standard-sized briefcase. Each of these has a full 1/4 kiloton yield. Very nasty stuff. Dirty as hell.
But when the unexpected happens...
The bastards got them. Zalharis and his crew stole the entire shipment of Zodiacs.
A band of Brazilian mercenaries known as the Scion hold the trigger on 4 weapons of mass destruction. And they're bringing them on American soil.
These are kamikaze models. Damage the casing, and even if it's not already armed, the bomb will detonate automatically. The Zodiacs have to be recovered intact and undamaged.
The threat is real, and the bloodthirsty mercenaries are already here. Bolin will have to scour the states to track down the heartless killers. And even at the top of his game, he can't be everywhere at once.
Did they just toss something overboard? Why on earth are they...
In the Scion's unholy sale, death goes to the highest bidder. Don't miss 1 minute of Mac Bolin 96. Stolen Arrows.
Mac Bolin number 96, Stolen Arrows, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Stolen Arrows. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Don't waste time searching the stores for the next installment of your favorite series or stories you've missed. Call 1-800-670-5220 and order direct in CD, cassette, or MP3 CD formats. Or plug into Graphic Audio's website, where you can order it in those formats, or for accelerated gratification, download it right now for your computer or digital player. It'll be online before anywhere else. You'll also get free screensavers, ringtones, games, and other goodies. www.cuttingaudio.com and 1-800-670-5220.